You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
This is the second in a series on hiring. Too many of my leader clients end up hiring the wrong people, and then they don't want to exit them from the organization because they tell me, I can't find anyone better. And I'm here to tell you, you can. So this is, like I said, this is the second in the series of four steps you must follow to avoid the disastrous, drama-generating new hire. And today I'm going to be talking about sourcing. So in the first of this series, I talked about planning for the interview. Now I'm going to be talking about sourcing. The next two are sifting and choosing the right one, the right candidate. So today is on sourcing. Let me ask you if this sounds familiar. You have an open position. And so you start telling friends and family, hey, I'm looking for someone. Do you know anybody? And then maybe you tell coworkers or you mention it to some of your clients or your customers. Hey, you know anyone who needs a job? So many of my clients utilize this in finding candidates. And this is called sourcing. Really, what you're doing, if you're doing that, is you're not casting your net out very wide. You're not going to find all that many candidates that way. And what I find is too often, there's a reason that Aunt Betty Lou's nephew doesn't have a job. Because that's what I find. Oh, I know someone who would be perfect. And then why they'd be perfect is they haven't been able to find a job anywhere else. Is that really the person you want on your team? You're the default package? The default package for someone who couldn't find a job anywhere else. I really want you to set the bar higher, because too often there's a reason that that person doesn't have a job. Now, I'm not saying that just because someone has no job that they have no value to add. Absolutely, there are people without jobs, in between jobs, who have so much value to add. But if you're only casting your net as far as the people who you know they know, I don't know if I said that right. So the people you know, the people they know, it's not very far. There's a big wide world out there. So let's cast the net wider. Really, the goal is to seek out as many candidates as possible. Now, in the sifting section, I'm going to give you some strategies to use to help sift more quickly through candidates who aren't really a fit. Because the truth is, there are, you know, I always say when I'm helping clients with any kind of recruiting, in some instances, it's the sifting that takes forever because you get so many resumes and many of those resumes are not even close to a fit. And it's tough sometimes to figure out just from a resume who's a fit and who's not. For other jobs, it's more the sourcing that's going to take time. Either way, I get it. Hiring a new person for your organization is time consuming. You know, sometimes that's why I recommend, you know, you might want to hire some professionals to help you with that. But if you want to take it on yourself, and regardless if you hire someone to help you with the process or not, you're going to be involved in some level because you're going to do final interviews at a minimum. But you really want to cast that net wide. And then again, in the sifting process, I'm going to give you some strategies to help you move quickly through those resumes if you get a lot. So for instance, if you're looking for a customer service person or administrative assistant or a receptionist, those kinds of jobs, you're going to get tons and tons and tons of resumes if you post it anywhere or get word out beyond your friends and family. Other jobs are harder to find. You know, qualified CFPs or CPAs, those can be more difficult. Some nursing positions, some physician positions. So, you know, some jobs that you're looking for are harder to find. But here's what I recommend. Regardless, you want to get as many candidates as possible. Cast that net wide. Don't just talk to the people you know so that your net's only going as far as the people they know. Oh, the other issue with that I forgot to say. So too often, if one of my clients has gone through friends or family or current customers or clients, and then the person's not a fit, and they forgot to have the conversation ahead of time of, hey, I'm going to separate business and personal here. And so if this person's not a fit, I need to be a leader and follow through on my discipline and possibly exit them out of the organization. They don't have those conversations. Now their hands are tied. Even if they've had the conversation, they still feel guilt. And I can't tell you the number of times I've heard, oh, I'd love to get rid of this person. They're not a fit at all. They're disastrous. But so-and-so has been a customer of mine for 15 years, and I feel so bad. This is her niece. So, you know, it's a tough spot to be in, because when those relationships with friends, family, or customers are standing in the way of you acting the way you need to run your business well. So I'm not saying don't hire people you don't know, but if you do, one, cast your net wider than that anyway, but two, make sure you set the expectation up front that, you know what, I am going to separate business and personal though, and I'm going to do what I need to do if they're not a fit. I'll give them a try, but I can't promise anything if they're not a fit. So, all right, so cast your net wide. And then, like I said, consider using a retained search professional for hard to locate candidates. I mean, it is very, very time consuming if it's a very difficult type of candidate to find. And retained search professionals are what I recommend over contingent. Retained, you are paying some money up front, but now you're in a partnership. You both have skin in the game. They're going to exclusively work on that for you, and they're going to invest the time to find you the right person. Nothing against contingent recruiters, because a lot of them do a great job, but they're in a race basically to get the resumes to you first. There's no skin in the game. They just want to hurry up and get you resumes. And at times, they haven't screened the candidates as much as a retained search professional would have. So my quick little two cents on retained versus contingent recruiters. All right. So here are some places. Where do you go to find cast your net wide? Maybe you don't want to invest anything in your recruitment process. So here are some low or no cost places to post. So in the planning section, you put together a little job description for a post. Okay. And so where can you post it or look for resumes on your own? Even better. Sometimes that's nicer. Do some keyword searches and find candidates instead, so you're not getting inundated with resumes that aren't a fit. So Indeed is a great place to go. That's Indeed. It's a website. You can either post positions, and they actually have a tool that sends out job postings to all the major job boards, like Monster and Career Builder and all of those. Now, there is a fee for that. However, you can go and search their resume database. So go check it out. There's a lot of great resumes. It tells you when the last time the person updated their resume. So, you know, if it's like 5 years old, you know not to really spend a lot of time on it. You can also set up alerts so that if someone new posts a resume that's aligned with what you're looking for, you'll get an email. So that works out great. And that's free at this time. I mean, who knows in the future, but at the time that I'm creating this, Indeed is free for looking at resumes right now. You do have to get approved as being an employer. Craigslist. Now, are you going to find executive level people there? Probably not. But if you're looking for more lower level positions, Craigslist is a great way to go. This is a place where you can get inundated with people who don't really have the skill sets aligned with the job description that you posted. But like I said, I'm going to be sharing some strategies to help you sift through some of those, so you're not having to respond to every single person personally. In some areas, Craigslist is free to post jobs. In other areas, it's, you know, $25 or so per post. So check that out. Twitter. I don't know if you're on Twitter, but you can do a hashtag, the pound sign, for those not in the know. The hashtag in open job, hashtag nurse, hashtag CSR. So people will, and you can put the location. Really, for that one, you're going to want to put a link or a place for them to send their resume, and just put, you know, really use the hashtags, because people search on those hashtags, and people do absolutely look for jobs on Twitter. Facebook. So there's your own Facebook post. You can do pretty inexpensive Facebook ads. Facebook, it depends on how far that's still going to be seen. Facebook is getting a little more difficult to pay for ads or to have posts seen these days. They're kind of minimizing the reach of posts, but It's still, you might want to try something free if you have your own page. And again, ask others to share it. Now you do want to get beyond, remember the people you know though. The other one is LinkedIn. So they do have some paid post areas, but there are lots of ways on LinkedIn, in case you didn't know, to post jobs for free. So if you're looking for a customer service manager, there are lots of groups of customer service managers, and many of those groups have job boards. And this goes for everything, accountants and physicians and nurses. And there's just millions of different kinds of groups on LinkedIn. So that's one, that's your pool of potential candidates right there that you're targeting. And two, it's a free place to post your ad. So those are some quick ideas for places that you can post that are low or no cost. And to cast that net wide, I don't think people are really using newspapers anymore so much. You really got to go digital. So that is the sourcing. That's what I recommend for getting word out about your position so that you cast your net wide. And of course, if you have a newsletter, you can always send out an email to everyone on your list. Of course, again, you don't want the brother of your long-term client who's not really a fit. So be a little wary about that. It depends on the size of your list and what kind of participants are on that list. So sourcing is casting your net wide to get the most number of candidates possible. And again, the list that I just gave will be on the show notes. So if you want to see that list, you can go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then find the show notes for episode number 51. So thanks so much for joining me. Tune in next time. I'm going to be talking about sifting. So sifting through all those candidates after you've cast your net wide. I'm on a mission to defeat drama, and hiring the right people is definitely an important part of the equation. So until next time, make it a great day.